The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcasts are a unique form of media because people use them both to learn and to be entertained, according to the Canadian Podcast Listener 2020, which has released a sneak preview of some of its findings. The research says that the attentive lean-in audience for podcasts is great for advertisers. CityCast has been announced. It's a new US network of daily local podcasts, launching this winter in a handful of cities. Its CEO is David Plotz, the former editor-in-chief of Slate magazine, and they're hiring too. Podcast Movement Virtual starts today with a set of keynotes. I'm moderating a session about emerging podcast markets later today. You should join me. I've guests from Asia, Africa, and Europe. And yes, there is still time to register. He's hoping there's time for me to write some questions. Podcast app Entail has unveiled a revamp of their industry-leading podcast AI technology. The app automatically links any podcast mentioned to people, places, films, and more. Verbal, which is a new audio and podcasting platform, has announced pre-seed funding. Buzzsprout is the first podcast host to support the new Podcast Locked RSS elements designed to help with the podcast piracy problem. We notice that Anchor have now removed our purposefully pirated podcast. No words on whether they'll support this new tag as yet, though. Acast is powering a set of new paid podcasts from The Pioneer, a German journalism platform. Stitcher is now officially owned by SiriusXM after the purchase completed yesterday. As part of that, Stitcher's podcasts are now on Pandora. In news that readers of Sounds Profitable, our ad tech newsletter, will enjoy, IAB Europe launched a display ad tracking consent framework a few years ago. According to the Belgian data protection regulator, it is illegal under the GDPR, Europe's privacy law. The IAB has released a statement respectfully disagreeing with the finding. iJustine, a YouTuber, is now a podcaster. It looks like she was sent lots of stuff from Rode, which she breathlessly unboxes in a video today. And Apple is still trying to hire an Apple Podcasts manager for France. This position, first marketed in August, has just popped up again in a job alert email. Wonder why nobody wants to work for La Grosse Pomme. And in podcast news, Radio Point's political podcast Election Profit Makers is trying to get no listeners at all. So far, the podcast has raised more than $20,000 for voting rights organisations. The donations get a person of your choice officially banned from listening to the show. Co-host John Kimball says, "I guess our goal is to lose all our listeners, and I'm confident we can do it." And Brené Brown's Dare to Lead, a Spotify exclusive, launched today. We have a quote in Pod News today, which I won't read out because in my aloof British accent, talking about daring leadership and vulnerability and courage and fear all sound a bit weird. So I'll leave you just by saying, and that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.